Hi, everybody. I'm back. Yes, really, I'm back. And this is something I'm actually going to keep up with. So, yeah, and I have been going through it. But I promise I'm going to keep up with it. I promise. And also, I'm so excited for COVID to be over so I can, like, possibly get in a studio, because recording on my phone and on my headphones is ass. I hate it. But anyways, that is not the point. But before we really get in today's episode, I want to let you guys know that in my little description from on my little channel thing or whatever, you guys can actually start sending me voice messages and I can listen to all of them, because believe it or not, I actually have 54 listeners. Isn't that crazy? Sorry, it's crazy to me, because I never even thought that anyone would listen. I thought only my friends would listen, which it's kind of crazy because I know that not just my friends listen, because I don't have 54 friends. I know like 54 people, but I don't know. Anyways, but now getting into it, this episode is kind of just going to be about life in general, because, you know, I really want my podcast to be like relatable, because I feel like social media platforms are so like toxic, and so like they approach things the wrong way, and I just really want to use my platform to kind of have people maybe have a better understanding of their feelings and emotions, and maybe have some insight on how to deal with stuff, because believe it or not, I actually have gotten my fair share of like shit life, my life is good, living the dream, yeah, but life really, like, I've got my fair share. Yeah, it just, life is always unexpected and you can't even like be prepared for it. You can literally just only be prepared for the unexpected. So yeah, you know, maybe I can help relate to people, or I don't even know. It's just I've always liked helping people, which kind of takes a toll on my own mental health, because sometimes I put a lot of people before my own like well-being, which I kind of like the podcast because everyone can just listen, you know, you can send voice messages while I can have an outlet to kind of talk about my life shit instead of having like unhealthy ways of dealing and coping, because I'm so used to having those unhealthy ways. But yeah, let's get into it now. Okay, so as you know, like, if you know me personally, which honestly, if you're listening to this, you probably know me to a certain extent, because not everybody actually knows me like deep down, you know, but if you're listening to this, you're definitely one of my mutuals. But like, if you just even know me in general, you know, like, my life is literally kind of just, like, it's not a bad life. Life is good, you know, like, after everything that's happened, I'm glad that I can still maintain positivity, which, and don't even feel bad if you, like, can't always find a way to see the bright side, because, no, I'm barely figuring this entire, like, fucked up shit out, and yeah, no, I used to be number one, top class negative Nancy. Yeah, no, so don't even feel bad. Like, everyone grows at a different pace, which is something I kind of want to get into, but just briefly. But I just want to talk about how life just, like, is so crazy, and how one day, like, everything can be going good, and the next, like, you're, like, you find yourself stuck, you find yourself in conflict when, you know, and personally, like, with me, I have a lot of shit going on right now, like, a lot of family stuff, just, even just stuff, like, in my own head, you know, and I wanted to kind of just talk about it, because, you know, some people just don't, like, know, like, how to find the right words, so maybe I can help with that. But yeah, I know, life just gets in the way, like, shit happens, you know, you can't always be prepared, you're not always gonna be able to do the right thing. I mean, you can, like, you honestly just have to follow your gut, you know, and sometimes, if you're like me, I do genuinely feel bad when I say something to someone, like, as much as I don't like them, if I hurt their feelings, because it makes me feel like I'm just as bad, or it makes me feel like I'm not a good person, because, you know, I'm really just trying to grow, because I really want to be the best version of myself, and it's never easy, because there's always going to be those people who are going to say that you, like, oh, you're acting different, oh, you changed, you know, like, what you change and stuff, oh, it's because you're hanging out with this, it's because you're talking to this person, you know, and it's like, don't ever be scared to cut someone off in your life who's not helping you, and not who's someone who's not supporting you to be the best version of yourself. Like, recently the situation just happened to me, and I'm not gonna use any names, not gonna use any fake names, or I'm not even gonna like say who, just for privacy, because I still have love for this person. I honestly just like, I can respect their privacy. And, you know, like, come on now, as disrespectful as I can get, it takes a lot of me to actually violate you. So, yeah, I don't really have respect for this person anymore, but I'm not going to violate this person, because that's not who I am. But if someone is making you feel, like, if someone is draining you, if someone is making you feel, like, not saying that you have to think you're the shit all the time, but you really, like, you have, if someone's not being considerate of your mental well-being, then you can't be afraid to cut them off in your life. And yeah, it is hard, and yeah, it's easier said than done, but at the end of the day, you will feel a lot more positive. Like, don't have people around who are going to bring you back to bad habits, like gossiping, like starting stuff, you know, because that's so petty, that's so childish, that's something that I think everyone needs to move on from. And yes, you know, there's going to be times where you don't like people, and you're going to have jokes here and there, but don't have people who are constantly just like shit talking, you know, because not even a lie, I'm not going to act like a saint, because I have my inside jokes with my friends about people who we don't like, but don't keep someone around who's constantly negative. And someone who's just constantly, like, you know, someone whose only, like, personality trait is, like, talking about other people. Because that's, like, never okay. You know, because, like, as much as I don't like people, I never know what's really going on at home. I never know their true intentions, which that's something I like to be really careful of now. Because a lot of people assume shit about me when they don't actually know my intentions. Like, come on now, everyone thinks I'm the bad guy. Everyone thinks I'm the bad guy here, because, like, and, you know, in, like, some cases I am, you know, you're gonna be a lot of different things in everyone's world, and you can't please everyone, and you can't make everyone happy, and you just need to keep growing, you need to keep being the best version of yourself, and, like, trying to get there, and you can't ever do it for anyone else. You can't do it because, oh, you know, if I do this, everyone will like me. Maybe everyone will really understand me. Because in reality, no, like, everyone is not going to understand you. No one's going to know your intentions. Everyone's going to assume stuff about you. But only you know who you really are. And only you know, like, only you know what really happens. And yeah, sometimes you really do need to tell yourself, like, I do this to myself all the time, like, shit, Julia, like, that was a bitch move, like, you really, like, fucked up, you know, oh my god, I swear so much, I am sorry, but anyway, don't listen to this around your parents, kids, anyways, but yeah, you know, it's just, like, don't ever let someone try to tell you who you are, because as much as you, like, good people make really bad mistakes all the time, you know, and, like, you're not going to be the same person forever. And it's just like, that's how me, for example, it's like, I'm not going to say that I always was a bad person, but now looking back, I really didn't like who I was. Like, a year ago, if I, like, heard myself talking like a year ago, I would be, like, very disappointed, because everyone who I'm saying right now, like, the negatives, the people who, like, talk shit, who starts, if that was me a year ago, Yes, it was me. Trust me, quarantine and everything has made me have a lot of self-realization and kind of snapped me like back to reality. Like, hey, you know, you're not in your little bubble. Like, this is the real world, you know? And everything that happens, there's just a lot of bigger things in life. There's a lot more to life. And like, there's a lot of like traits you need to have as a person. You know, and it like I said, you know, I kind of started to feel like I was a bad person. Like I kind of like would see myself and I would hear myself. It's like, is this who we are? Is this who we represent? Like, you know, and it's like, that's when I started to grow. That's when I started to like change. And now everyone wants to say that I act different or like I'm this or that I'm that, you know, because I don't talk to certain people. And you know, that's them. And I could honestly, like, I really couldn't care less because like, come on, like, I don't care, you know, because if I really was out there, if I really was out here talking to everybody, you guys would all say that, like, if I was the person who I was a year ago, you guys would all say, oh, Julia's a shit talking bitch, was because that's what they would say, you know, because I was that. But now that I kind of like don't talk to people, now that like I just simply like don't talk to some people, so now that I simply just don't care, like everyone wants to say that I change or that I'm different, you know, and let them, because yeah, like I did change. I realized shit and I realized what I was doing wrong, and I like realized that I needed to do better, to be better, to have a better mindset, to have like a better outlook on life. But yeah, you know, and it's just, you can't please everyone. Like, I'm like, sorry, like you can't live your life for other people. You can only live your life for you. And like, literally just make every day the best it could possibly be, because you can be gone tomorrow, you can be gone later. And also, talking about this, tell people that you love them. Never ever like end off something mad. Don't ever end off something saying like that you hate someone, because I catch myself saying that shit. Like, I'll be like, my mom will be annoying one day, and I'll just be like, oh my god, I hate my mom. Da, 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 da. She does this, this, and this. And then I realize it's like, but if I ever had my mom taken away from me, like, I would die, you know? Like, it's just, you can't, don't ever end off something angry with people, because you never know when it's their last day. You never know when it's your last day. And that's another thing with 2022. I lost two very big, important people in my life. And, you know, it's just, I look back and it's like that I could have, my last words, like, would I really have wanted them to be like, oh, I hated this person. Da, 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 da. They're so annoying, you know? But yeah, it's just, life is really crazy. You never know. Like, the only constant you're ever going to have in your life is yourself. So like, please, please, please take care of yourself. Because at the end of the day, not everyone's going to be there for you. People are going to leave. You can do one thing and people will just decide to leave one day. And so I just learned that recently, because I was kind of taking some time off. Now I'm talking about my week. I was kind of just taking some time off from social media, you know, like, wasn't really like post. Well, I made some TikToks, you know, not saying I cut everyone off. It's just like, I've went a few days without talking to anyone, because I just really needed to like focus on myself, because I was going through a lot and I'm still going through a lot. And there's this specific person who did not respect that, who assumed, and now we're not friends anymore, and we were actually really close, and instead of doing the mature thing, this person just decided to unfriend me on all my social medias, you know? And then I had to find out from all of this person's other friends that like, she's not, like, oops, I accidentally said you, but whatever, you know, that this person's not friends with me anymore. And it's sad, because it's sad that people really do handle situations like this, and people can't talk, and that's how conflict happens, because conversation is the most important thing in any relationship, friendships, like, you know, like, romantic relationships. Like, how do you build trust, and how do you, like, build, like, have love for somebody without talking to them, you know? Because I really do believe that conversation is how you connect with people. It's how you resolve conflict. It's just conversation is the basis of everything. You know, every important relationship I have in my life have had some great, deep, nice conversations, because conversation is how you really connect to somebody. I just said I had a mixture of someone and somebody. Girl, not me stuttering, not me not knowing how to talk. Anywho, but yeah, you know, it's just life really does throw shit at you. And what happened, like, right there, that situation I was just talking about, very unexpected. But you kind of just, like, there's still love for that person. It's just sad, you know, like, it really, like, but that's just, like, I can't respect someone whose solution is that, someone who resorts to that. I just can't respect someone that way, like, you know. But I would never violate that person, and that I do have respect for, like, that's with everybody, you know what I'm saying? But, like, life's unexpected, like, shit's gonna happen, you know, and it's, like, and whenever you find yourself freaking out, and yeah, it's a lot easier said. I don't even believe this myself. This is something I'm convinced, still convincing myself. This is just what I see people say. Like, I say that we're just tiny specks, like, very insignificant on, like, a floating rock going through outer space. And it's true, you know, but at the end of the day, we still do have a life to live. And I really do think while we're living this life, everyone deserves to live it like it's their last day. Make every day memorable. Do something, like, that you want, like, accomplish something, you know? It's like, even if it's the minor things, like, because sometimes, like, I have trouble even getting out of bed because of everything that I'm going through, you know? But even if it's just, I got one homework assignment due today, then that is already so much, especially if you're going through something. And make sure you really just express gratitude every single day, because, and, yep, I'm really in the Thanksgiving spirit, but, like, believe it or not, you do have a lot to be grateful for. And I feel like going through life, we kind of get so, like, caught up in everything, you know, that you forget to take a look around and be like, life really is good. Because, hey, I've been, if we're close, you know that life has literally been, like, shit for me. Like, these past, like, 3 weeks, like, it has been awful. Like, only one person knows all the details. And I know you know who you are. We were just on FaceTime last night. But, yeah, you know. And it's just, you still have a lot to be grateful for every single day. Because you never know when that can get taken away. Which is something I've been experiencing these last few weeks. Like, everything that you love about life can be taken away in an instant. So, like I said, you know, just really, like, be grateful. And just, like, you know, just live life the best that you can. And yeah, there's people out there who suffer with mental illness, like myself, you know, and I do want to talk more about that, but that's something for a whole nother episode, because that don't even get me started, you know. But trust me, I am going to talk about it. I'm not, and I hope people can realize that everyone grows at a different pace. And sometimes you have to cut off people in your life who just aren't helping you be that best person and who aren't growing with you. And like I said, you know, like I literally just said, like, not everyone grows at different paces and stuff, but sometimes people are still at the mindset that you're trying to get away from, and that's not going to benefit you in any way. It's, if anything, it's going to drag you down. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they are a bad, terrible person. It just means that they haven't had that, like, realization yet. And that's not something, like, and you can never judge someone for that, because it's completely okay, you know? And, like, trust me, it's, like, it took me years to realize, like, holy shit, like, what you were doing this whole time was wrong, you know? And it's sad that I had barely realized that. And, you know, no, it's not really sad, because there's some adults out there who still are on the same shit that I'm doing, who are still like petty, you know? So it's like really, people really do like have like grow at different paces, and it's not something you should judge anyone for. Just don't associate with them, you know, which that's something I learned. Like, if it's someone you don't like, just block them, you know, and like life goes on, be happy, you know. It's not worth it, because in 20 years, like, you're not even going to know who these people are. Anyways, guys, thanks for listening to today's episode. Make sure you are sending me some voice messages, because I would like to hear those. Please keep it positive, because, Miss Girl, I already get bullied enough. I'm just kidding. I don't really get bullied. It's just people don't like me, okay? So if you're listening to this and you don't like me, that kind of says something about who you are. But yeah, no, just keep the voice messages positive, you know, because I really do listen to all of them. And again, the link will be in my description on all my socials. Well, I don't know all my socials, but you can check my Instagram highlight, self-sabotage, for the link. You can you can go have the link to this podcast in my Instagram bio. I will post it on my Snapchat. I can send it to anyone who wants it. Just hit me up on my Snap, on my Instagram. Like, that's, no, well, if you're listening to this, you probably know my socials, because I'm not famous or anything. But I hope I was able to kind of maybe relate to you. I hope I made you realize something today. Hopefully I like impacted someone. I don't know. I'm not smart. I'm stupid. And trust me, before anyone goes assuming and thinking like, wow, oh my gosh, Julia, that is actually like so smart, you know, like, wow, no, I am like, I literally still mess up every single day. So like I said, you know, don't beat yourself up about it, because growing process is not a straight line. There's going to be many ups and downs, and I still have many of those downs these days. But anyways, like I said, thanks for listening. Please keep up with everything, you know, if you can, if you want. Not really forcing you to, unless I show up to your house. But anyways, bye guys.